We are working with all the human services, social services related agencies in Owensboro and the greater Owensboro area to put together this event that's designed to increase community awareness about the needs of kids who have experienced abuse and neglect.
So an aspect of this event is targeting the area specifically around Owensboro. Why?
The area has extra need for foster homes and adoptive homes for children who are in out-of-home care, those kids who have come to the attention of the social services agency. But these needs actually are applicable in the whole state of Kentucky.
So a lot of these people who are potential foster parents or adoptive parents may be holding back because they don't know what's out there for them.
Some people say, well, I can't be a foster parent or I can't adopt a child because I don't have the resources necessary. And so that's one of the goals of this event, to make sure that people know what resources are out there, that if they do take a child into the home, they're not going to be alone. They'll have support from others.
Do we know if this is a result of an influx of kids who need care or if it's a shortage of people who are willing to take them in?
It's a little bit of both. In the whole state of Kentucky, there are about 7,000 children who are ages 0 to 21 who are in some sort of out-of-home care situation, and about half of those are 12 and up. So there's a big need for homes for teens.
As we talk about foster care, it seems we can't get away from the subject of abuse. It seems to be common belief that there are people out there who take in foster children as a means to get a paycheck from the government. Is that something that we're seeing in the Commonwealth or in the Jackson Purchase?
Well, it is a myth that you hear that, you know, that I heard about that family doing foster care and I think they're just in it for the money. You don't make money being a foster parent. The process is actually a reimbursement process. So a child is placed in your home and you provide that child with the essentials for life, you know, food, shelter, clothing, heat, air conditioner, laundry, but you get a daily rate to reimburse you. But when you think about the amount of time and energy and love and care that you are providing that child, there's not a check that can reimburse you that amount.
And how did Murray State University get involved in the event?
We actually, here in continuing education, received a grant from the Children's Bureau that was to deal with, among other issues, the recruitment of foster and adoptive homes so that there would be more permanency options for children who are in foster care. And the grant that we received is to cover large areas of the state.
And that's the federal grant? Project Match? Correct?
Yes, that's a Project Match grant money. And Match stands for Making Appropriate and Timely Connections for Children.
What other resources will be there for the new families that might consider doing this?
Well, there's a program called Mentor Kids of Kentucky that is faith-based, and they're going to be there trying to recruit mentors in the community. The YMCA is going to come. The public library there in Davis County will be there. And then several of the managed care organizations are planning to attend to talk about health care services that are available for children who are in foster care. And then we have several other groups that will be there. For example, the Foster and Adoptive Parent Support Network is a group of foster and adoptive parents who are experienced and who have cared for children in their home, and they are sort of like a mentor program for new approved families.
Caroline Crump, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Okay, great.